This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Yeah. Good evening. Have a shishiva.
Okay, we're holding here.
I think we're holding by Kasha Hizbar Lacha.
What?
The Kasha Hizbar Lacha. Question?
Yes.
I don't know, this is a little bit zaitig, but just on the concept of a Bali Chaim and Bechira. By the Nachash, when it says at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Nachash, it says, Ba'avu Asisa Zois, because you did this.
Right.
And there's a mashmaos that there was clearly a Bechira and there was a...
Right, the Nachash is different. The Nachash seemed to be an area on the Darg of Adam but Lera. What I'm saying is true about all the other Nivraim. This Nivra seemed to be an unusual Nivra with that Nekuda.
What's the idea that the Nachash had Bechira Bechlau?
I don't know if he has Bechira, but as much as he's the Atmius of Ra and the Medla, just like it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going. Yetzirah Turah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu landed a klal on the world, so b'meila the Ra that affected Adam was Niskal as well. I don't know necessarily that it was an Einish. It's hard to say because I'm not sure what the Nachash was. But on the Tzad, that is not a Baal Bechira, which is the Pashtus, one would say that the word is, it became, he became Ki'ilu, or like it says by the Chamor that gets punished, if Adam is born the Chamor, because people shouldn't say that you know, the person was punished because it's Baal Chai. The Baal Chai goes the melee with the person, even if he wasn't Baal Chai. So since the Koyach HaRa affected a person, Marshal Madav Adaymav, if a bacteria attacks a person, the person dies, the bacteria die with it. Even though the bacteria is independent, and it's not rather living off the Adam, but as long as the Koyach is an Adam, he could be nana from it. The Chelek of Yetzahar, the Kash Baruch Hu, in the Bria, the Chelek of Ra, lives off Dam Adam, but In wherever there's a makom vavera, it's not shaykh v'yenik from it, and he becomes nichshol. He becomes smaller because of it. He says, "V'dov zav chaval hamakom k'akol liba b'shul ha'adam, because he's bayer. Lach ki kol oila mukayim shul ha'adam, im kena adam zav shibay atoyv." So, Kiyam of the world is Toli Adam. Kiyam of the world is Toli in Asiyas Toiv of Adam. And the Mela, Asoshadvama Olam Kayam means in Achrami, when Adam produces what's needed to be good, then the Mela, the whole world goes with it. The Lenin to the Fairs because it's Adam Toiv, Rak Beremes. Behine toiv ma'oid. Va'amur b'medrish ma'oid z'oisis Adam. V'zen nira. Ki ha'adam chase. V'ir pera Adam yivolet. Ayer pera Adam yivolet. V'achar kach mis'ala ha'adam adrega ashu toiv. O'lefikach ta'adam liknois ma'alas ha'toiv. So the morale is saying over here that Adam is called it doesn't say Toiv Vush for Adam, it says Toiv Ma'oid. And Chazal says Ma'oid is like this Adam. And therefore, and he says the reason is because first it says the Ayat Perot Nevolet, and then a person is Allah Madrega Shu Toiv. So he's going back to what the point that he made before. Where he said before that we don't find Toiv written specifically by Adam. Just the Remez, it says Behine Toiv Ma'oid. And Chazal say and Moed is Adam, meaning the following: you don't, being that Suras Adam comes into the world not Ketikunai, and that's his Metzias. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not have said Befurish Toiv on Adam the way it is, because the way it is, it's not Toiv. No person comes into the world a tzaddik. No person's world comes in formed the way it should be formed. It's only that we darshan it from the fact that it Me'oid licked Adam. In other words, in the word Me'oid, it says Adam. And so the Toiv in Adam is the remiza and not the gully. I think we said over once, I think we spoke about this, I could also. Everything's Metzias is the way it's written in the Torah. So if something is Beremiza in the Torah, it means it's Beremiza in the Metzias as well. So the Torah couldn't write Begoli on Adam that he's good, because it's not their Begoli. It's their behesta, so it has to be told behesta. I give you a marshal madam a day, but the marshal has distinctions, but it's still a good. Let's say somebody's an A student in class, a very, very good student, maybe. So I get up and I say, so and so is an A student, I won't, because not good for the student. But mitzvah, the statement rings true when I stand up with my bait and I say it. Let's say I have somebody that I think, the says to lead, but I think he's gevaldig gishreinus. He could do very well, but he's not. He's touching his time. So I tell somebody quietly, mark my words, so-and-so is a mitzvah in gadol. I'm telling it to him quietly because that's really the only way it's true. It's not the type of statement that I can make with the Avda Eda Kipshute. It's not Kipshute. I cannot say Kaval Avda Eda, you should know so-and-so is a Mitzvah Gadol, because he's not a Mitzvah Gadol. But do I think that there's a latent Mitzvah Gadol? Yes. So how do I express saying something about it? The one way I express it is by saying it quietly. In other words, between us, I'm telling you, I think that this person has tremendous potential, but I can't say it out loud because it's not true out loud. It's not true in the type of statement that is broadcast. The level of where I say it, how I say it, how strongly I say it, also demonstrates the quality of what I'm talking about. Do I mean a kipshute, or do I mean a last kipshute? So it says, as Adam is a year, I appear on me, Oleg, Acharkach, Misal Adam Adrega, Shehu Toiv, Lufikach Toiv, Adam Liknaitz, Malas Atoiv. Umasha Adam Utoiv, Acha Oimim Olof Kama Briazu Toiva, Hainuk should toiv the asthma. That's a lame bit said, Chinas asthma yeshba toiv. Bezel bechinas achas. Shalom bria zeis yeshu maila. Vitoiv the asthma. Hapchina shen yeshu rashiya toiv al shemayim wa shem yisbarach. Asher baras odom via oivin elov oisem et zoyne. Bagimu se roi she toiv al zelosim et ne odom shem et zoyim. Imoi, ke eino odom nintza bovad, ak nintza vi odom zelosim. So now he's going to explain. You said before that since the whole world stands on Adam, Adam has to be Adam Taif, and that's what's good for the world. But he explains over here that there are three different dagas in Taif. Let's explain, once we understand what Taiv is, maybe we'll explain a little bit why these three things. The word Taiv, I've heard from Rosh Shapiro a lot of times, comes from the word, like, Lehetiv Asaneris, that Hatov Asaneris. Hatov Asaneris means to draw, to make the wick in a way that it will draw the oil. So, if I can substitute another word for hatava, it would be that something be nimshach, that something keep on, it be drawn from something else. Now, the ultimate sheirish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's Adam, and then there's the world around. When we talk about something being, and what's the word I want to use? Drawn. I mean, like, let's say you have a very long wick. It draws the oil from one place to another place. Ability to be mamshich, to be nimshach, is called taiv. So normally, when we speak of taiv in a general term, we're talking about the yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. This activity is a hemshich of ratzon ha'bayrei, but mainly everything goes along with it. In the world of Taiv, there are three different aspects of this hamshacha, of this continuum. One is a person comes from a sheirish. In other words, I came from someplace. I mean, the chibur between from where I'm coming and me is one type of hamshacha, one type of extension. there is me, myself. Am I a bunch of different points, or do I have a tzura kavua? Is my mitzias correct the way it should be? That's the second. And the third is that am I being mancha vaita? Am I giving payers vaita? Am I is there a hemshich from me outwards? So in the world of hemshich that we call, which would be translated as continuum, there are three phases on which you judge a person. One would be mitzad sheirish, one would be mitzad his own mitzias, and one would be mitzad the hemshich. Now, if we were to take a look and to identify the different, take all inyanim of Torah in the broad sense of the word, all religious inyanim, and we're trying to apply these kolam, it should work like this. There is a the shayla mitzad myself. Is my tzura in place? Is my metzias a shalom and balanced metzias? So Torah would be the best measure for that. In other words, all the pieces of my metzias, my taivis, my metzainis, my she'ifis, all the different yanim, Torah gives them a metzias. That's one. Secondly, what's my relationship to my she'irish? The relationship to the she'irish that's the opposite of a nituk, that's hemshech, would be hachna, and tefillah as the most, or avodah in a broader sense, as the strongest demonstration of that hachna. In other words, if I turn around and to my sheirish, and I'm moida that this is where I come from, and everything is biyadav, that's the strongest act of showing myself as a hemshech of that person. And then you have third, which is outwards. Is there something flowing from me outwards around me? And that would fall on the element of chesed. So the Ma'al says there are three arenas of toiv that we categorize toiv, and they would be the toiv of a person mitzad atzmo. In other words, it is my ruchnistik and metzias fit together, snap together, toiv, or am I missing or have problems? So in other words, my own metzias, and Torah is the strongest of that because Torah gives a person the das and the seichel, and Torah refers also to the kolios ha-Torah. Secondly, if I mitzad atzmi am toiv, I do good things, right things, and so on. Now the shayla is, am I mevatlit to the sheirish? Do I owe up to where I came from? And then the third one is it going someplace weiter? Am I connecting to something outside of me? Or am I just frozen to myself? So, habchina sheinis sheroi she teibel shemayim hu Hashem yisbarach. No person is there himself. Every person has there's not other people in the world. A person has to be toiv in every in be'erech atzmeitzer shia toiv. Shrei tekev umiyad b'maisev breishis nema b'kol b'riya ki toiv. Shemizet tira shabriya ba'atman tashar toiv. Not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, looking at each element of the b'riya itself, he said the lashon toiv, because each nekuda in its own right ought to be toiv. Ve'im be'erech ha'ilo shenim tzamimenu, which means the cause of the person, ilo na'olu, tzarech sh'adam toiv, ve'im be'erech zulosin na'adam, or towards other people, kalal adava, tzarech sh'ad toiv, kashi bochin v'chol ha'chalokim. For something to be toiv, you need to identify each one of the halakim. Ki ein zeh kazeh. So when we speak of toiv, this is, by the way, one of the fallacies with the following type of argument. People will ask, bottom line, is it more important to be a mensch or to do mitzvahs or whatever it is, to be machmen, mitzvahs and so on? The very typical argument used by people that don't keep mitzvahs and claim that they're menschen. So the trap that it is to answer one or the other, and then they'll, you're stuck, because nobody wants to say it's better to put on a very tamtzum film than to be nice to somebody else. And once you tell somebody else it's more important to be nice to somebody else, then it's... the answer to that is, you know, if you're rating things by one inyan, how much money do you have? $100 more than 50, 200 is more than 100, 1,000 is more than 200. That's linear, and you can rate it that way. When you're talking about Tzuris Adam, which is more of a balmum? Somebody's missing one side of a hand, or somebody's missing a foot of one side? It's the most valid moment, and one doesn't take the place of the other. It's hand versus a foot. There's no a deficit. There's nothing there that you could say this or that. The toiv that a Kadosh Baruch Hu demands of a person can be reduced to three inyanim. But each inyan has its own chshivas. And just like if something needs to be bolted by three bolts, and you bolt only two out of the three, it'll be weak. It's going to be lacking. So for an Adam to be Shalom, you need to explore him on all three levels of Taiv and see which is, you know, is he good in all of them? He has to be good inside his own internal mitzvahs, which means Torah. He has to be toiv mitzad to ilo, like you said, and he has to be toiv to other. It's not linear. In other words, Torah and Torah B'riyas certainly are, after you're talking about the Torah, be'atzmai, le'atzmai. V'yem lo'chein in a tzadik klal, she'dobu zayin a tzorach le'ma. Ki kol b'riya be'atzmai yesh ba'at Torah. Harei l'cha she'tzor she'a tzadik Torah be'kol tzad.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
He says over here that be'vadim mikol she'kin tzorach she'a adam shalom be'atzmai. Otherwise, he's not a tzadik klal. In the Hagdama, when we mention these three things of Man Debo Lahavi Chasido, we mention these three areas of Ben Adam Lechaveri Laatzma Mokim. So the Ma'al over there explained that, you know, we thought perhaps it's the most basic fundamental Mahalach and Avodas Hashem to first be Ben Adam Laatzma. But nonetheless, he said that over there, Lav Dafka, that's the way to go. Maybe you should start with Ben Adam Lechaveri or Ben Adam Lamokim. Here it seems to be Poshet. That, you know, the most basic thing is Teiv L'Atzmai.
Again, we'll explain it in a different oifen. We're talking about different oifenim. If I come in, if I'm being mekarev people from people from no place. So let's take two scenarios. You're describing to me a gevissi yid. And you'll tell me, you know, this person he drives a car on Shabbos, but he sings beautiful zmiras. So I would be flabbergasted, and I would tell you, Rahman al-Islam, it's not a good yid, it's a pretty bad yid. Let's say you tell me that you got a group of kids that you've been makariv, and you said, you got them on the Shabbos, they sat and sang zmiras for 2 hours. And they obviously drove or whatever it is, you know. So then I would say, wow, that's very, very nice. because when I'm talking, which is, when I'm analyzing a person saying what's better and what's worse is one cheshbon, pedagogically, in other words, what oifen can I stop things going? That's a second issue. And a chesed tends to bring many people into avodas Hashem. Chesed is understood by the broadest spectrum of people, and it's easily translatable. So chesed as such is something that to start a person religiously, it is the best or the easiest most of the time. But when we're talking about the etzem tzura, but let's say the person's from Yisrael mitzvahs, he's a gentar. Now I say the first thing is he's a sholem mitzad atzmoi, and his tremendous is batas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a reaching out to other people. So the difference is whether you're talking about looking at a person and evaluating him b'asher husham, or speaking in terms of what tends to turn a person onto Dvarim Tovim.
So the discussion in the Hakdama of Mandaboy Lamahadi Chasida was the Mahalach, the path, as opposed to...
Yes. And here he's speaking about that some shlemus. In other words, when I want to be Magda, so that's what I'm saying. Over there we're talking about if you want to get into it. In other words, the person wants to start working and makes no citizens. So definitely Chesed tends to be the first thing because it's the easiest thing to tap into. So be'etzem, that is the type of thing which makes that's the core hagdar of the person. It's one of the things when Nim is Nidna. It's one of the very interesting things, just I guess take a moment, because it's something also that people don't understand it right. In the world, in the yeshiva world, a bacha 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, is pushed very stark just to sit and to learn and not to do anything else, including all sorts of wonderful akirov and all sorts of other opportunities like that. In the modern Orthodox world, Mizrahi world, chesed, doing for others, I mean, Shiva University here, there's ton of activism and doing and going and teaching and maching, it's a big hoo-ha. And there's a certain trunya. In other words, you come to Beitar and you say, Tachlis, all you care about is yourself, and all you want to do is yourself, and so on and so forth. To which I've replied, as I told people, you're right. If you look at the 18-year-olds in the yeshiva, they're busy with themselves, trying to desperately learn the place that they're ready to set the shir and figure it out and take class and so on and so forth. Or he's worried about the shmuzin, about what he's doing, the right thing, the not right thing, what the Ketusha, he's tanum with zich and all these things. The other one is running around for Jews in Israel, for Jews in Russia, and for rechaykim and krevim, gevaldik. 5 years later, and certainly 10 years later, the yeshiva man is knocking on doors for money to build another maisid to step in somebody at the yeshiva, and the other person is a balabas and doing his own thing, that's that. What's the difference? The third is the yisoid of the person of the tzuras adam can't be the going out. A tree doesn't start with flowers and fruit. It starts with a strong stock, and then that has the ability to flower out and so on. The Torah defines the person himself. So if a person stops at Torah and not Torah's chesed, that's a terrible pagam, it's a terrible chisaret. But if the person has in himself the sense of, if the person has the pneumistic sense in himself, it could possibly flower out to other inyarim. It'll never happen reverse. So the first hashlama is Torah because it's mashed on the person himself. And when you're looking at the big picture of the tree, what you want it to look like, this is definitely going to have to be part of it. If the person doesn't have, and like I said once again, like you mentioned before, in terms of arousing the person, getting the person to move, when he's in the process, one could make a stab at chesed and start that way. But tachlis, until you haven't built the foundation of Talmud Torah, the adam is a chasid. But nirshu game is nidmu ve'enzon hashabriya ve'en roi la'metzius. So the al-dabas of Mazal Perik and Kiva Mishlok is my Asim Ever Vekim Ashishi. Hey, you say it lovely. Melam et Shitna Kashbok my Sabracious. Im you saw me come as a Tera and Miskaimim. Love and Imach says Kham Natayu. Ad Kan. Upir is like he called me from Shinibu Aimim Chachma Aloikis Al Yoina who are Tera. So Tera itself has no place in the world to go to. There is not another Bria in the world that Shayach to being the Kabbal, to being Kabbal Torah, as no sichlius. Af, and he says, ki adam uval seichel, and even though the adam himself does have seichel, ein zirak seichel anushi shu mitzuref ala chayme. It's seichel anushi, which is really chaymedic. Like I've explained a lot of times before, his thought process, his basic feelings, everything is chaymedic. Vein roi la ila makim eshvatei vazeh. The world doesn't stand on the fact that there are people with good heads and deep human understanding. So, Torah, which we can call and b'meil l'teiv gama, that's shayach. But all the shemayla l'olam, shesh b'olam atera sichlus aloikis. Ein v'das v'chachma nushis. So therefore, the shleimus of the person, if the person is a Baal Torah, means his whole metzias is a ruchnistik metzias. And even in the scientific world, they acknowledge that the das and seichel something that's above chaim ve'emes. The kasha hu ba'al atayra or su toy mitar atzmai. Ve'in dover ba'olam shal yodin ash odem atzma ba'al ma'ilu ak batayra hu mevua. In other words, everything, you can't be mitzaris pu'ulas that you've done to yourself. If a person gives a lot of tzedakah, we call them about tzedakah. But it's not, basically what you're saying is, there's no change in the person. You're saying that the person will react a lot of times by giving tzedakah. You know, it's a meditative and so on. But a real change where you say the essential person is changed, it's through Torah, where the person's understanding is a whole different mitzvah.
Fikach amatana loyki kizeh amud echad shalom aymer lavatera
So, bottom line, the three shleimus, the world stands on the fact that it's toiv, the shleimus of Adam, the world stands, the specific shleimus Adam. Adam shleimus gets subdivided into three categories. Torah, Vodimus, and Sodom, each one is a different aspect of toiv. The toiv that's in Torah is what he calls the toiv atzmi, the internal in shleimus. And then the shayach to deal with the other shleimus. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions?
Yeah. When we say that the Torah is Tayv Gomor because it's in a Seichel Nivdal and it's not Shaykh Tachayim, what do we mean? We don't mean Havonas HaTayra. We don't mean because he knows an Avon HaSecht. I mean, surely it means because, you know, he becomes, you know, he's a Baal Midas, he changes himself, he's a Yari Shemayim. So why if a person, it's a very basic question, why if a person is a Baal Tayra and he's Shaykh Tayra and Havonas HaTayra, in what way is he... Like, well, because he understands Rots and Hashem, so
let
now
me, let
the Etzim Yisrael, like, what?
And we'll try to... sometimes you have a person, you speak to the person, a person has a certain sense of what he is. His Metzius, this is what I am. People that have different shitas and different days, who think differently, and have a different mindset, we see as being different than us, and usually we think of them as being less better than us. Sometimes you talk to a person who is trying very eagerly to please you, and they nod and they agree with you and they say like you, but you get a real sense that you get a real sense that they don't understand like you, and if they don't understand like you, they're different. In other words, a person who is gentle can be gentle because he's timid. He can be gentle because he's very sensitive to others around. He can be gentle because he's a ruchnistic person. Ruchnistic people don't have big fat fists. It's the same pa'ula, but the hakdara of it is a world apart. A lot of times, you'll see young bachrim will perform mitzvahs, ma'aseh tovos, mishmaros, tremendous things better than the adam gadol that you know. And yet you say to yourself, you know, the level of das that goes into his pa'ula, to the kid's pa'ula, is a child's das. The level of das that goes into the Adam das is a kabbalistic das. The Torah, because Torah sets your mind, you get a certain havana and tefisa in life, in tov, in ra, in what's the appropriate and inappropriate thing. You are a changed person. A lot of times, the person will go out with a girl, a boy around the girl, or come back and they'll say she's very nice, she's very good, all's good. You know, she's just not of the min that I feel, you know, who I'm shaykh to, and that's because of the difference of das. So Torah is the content. If the person learns, and just not just the mice pool, but his mind adopts the Torah type of approaches, understandings, and so on, the middle of the person is a changed person.
I'm saying you can have a person. I mean, you know, what the Gemara says about Doeg, you know, that he was an Adam Gadol and no one could handle with him in learning.
Right.
So I mean, if he has the seichel and he has the havana and he sees things with a tzaddik, a cook.
Right.
But at the end of the day, he's a mushchus. So we're saying because he sees things with a tzaddik, a cook, fart, he has that bechina of
tzaddik. Then he doesn't really see it that way.
He does, but he's got midas rois. I mean, he doesn't. You know, he's. It's also to be malamed there to a talmud in a hagun. I mean,
right.
Saying he doesn't have the ir shemaim to be meichel that which he learns, but the chapter is he's lacking in the havana and lacking in the perception and in the hagdar of how he sees things.
Let me give you. Let's try another example, and let's say a person is very musically gifted, and he meets a boy who's musically very gifted. And it's not explained to him why this type of music is very bad, and this is good, and this is extremely good. And what it does is he awakens the boy's feel towards that music, and the boy that has it, this is just heavenly, this is horrible, this is this. Let's say he then talks, let's say this grandmaster talks to a boy who's not musically gifted at all. But the person is smart, so he hops. If it's very quick notes, it's not good. If it's slow notes, it is good. If it's that, the other, he hops it, but the fact that it doesn't react to it the same way means it's not him. He's not beharing it. He's not living it. When we're talking about the Seichel and the Das, and the Torah, the Seichel and the Das, somebody who learns, and it can't be Mitzigabe, it's one thing, but somebody who learns and beharis the world mushkustik means that he's not beharing the world teretic. It wasn't niklat in the Seichel. He can work with it. Lamarshal, an army psychologist who's supposed to study Chinese people and how they act and react in different circumstances so that you can deal with them. He might know tons of facts about Chinese people. He might be right, and his advice might be right, but his own instincts are very different. He hasn't adopted those instincts, and he thinks they're terrible or they're crazy or whatever it is, but it hasn't become his natural instincts. So that Talmish and Hagun and people that were not Matzeh learning with Nasus some others means that it never was Niklat, so they can tell you a lot of nice Torah, but there's not a real sense of this depth of the Matzeh Adam. Mm-hmm. And that is the dividing line between people that we consider you hear sometimes somebody's a big Balkishrin. I heard it to somebody recently, like 45-year-old, sitting in the room and said, the Balkishrin. You're a global Balkishrin at 18. At 45, you're either a big Tom Kochum or a wild Ilui. But there's no big Balkishrin at that time. You either absorbed and you became a comfortably Taritic personality or not. So it doesn't just mean knowing. It means where the mindset of Taurus seeps into your brains, and that's kaveh what the person is.
I understand.
But when a person marries, I'll give an example. A person meets a girl, and he has a long resume of all the wonderful chassadim she's ever done, the organizations, the meals that she cooked, all basically. He meets her, and he gets a sense from her that she's not a giving person. Whatever reason she might have to do all these wonderful chassadim, but there's no ease in the person's koyach hanesina. So the person will say, I'm not doubting she did all this chesedim, she's not a bala of chesed. So in chesed, it's a relatively minor facet. Chesed does deal with mice. But in Torah, a ben Torah is somebody that his mind has become mold, and he sees things the way the Torah sees it, he understands it the way the Torah understands it. He might be nichshol, but it's not a nichshol because he feels and thinks different things. Nichshol because that person is a person.
I understand.
Okay.
Shkach.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Yeah, could you ask the right question?